continuing in the third parak of Maseches Bamitzia, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Tes. So it says in Mishnah, "Mafkid chavaseis al chaver v'leyichdu la habay l'makom." If someone gave a pikadon of a barrel of wine or oil or something, and you didn't give it a special place where it's going to stay in your property, the tiltel of a nishbra, and you moved it around and it broke because you were moving it around. So imi toch yado nishbra, if it like fell out of your hands when you were trying to move it before you ever put it down, so then litzar ko, if you were moving it because it needed to be moved, chayiv, because you needed it to be, you wanted to use it, so chayiv, then you're obligated to pay for it, because you had no right to use an item that was given to you as a pikadon. You're not a shoel, litzar ko, but if you were moving it because it needed to be moved, pater, then you're going to be pater, because you never tried to do anything inappropriate or to take it for yourself, and therefore you're going to be pater, because you're not chayiv anonsim. If after you put it down it broke, then regardless of whether you moved it in the first place for your own needs or for its needs, you're going to be pater, because as soon as you put it down, even if you're considered to be a ganav when you used it for your own needs, as soon as you put it down, you fulfill the mitzvah of heishev as a gzeila, you returned that which you stole. That's all if it was not yichid l'makom. Yichdu l'habay l'makom, but if the owner put aside a place where it should be kept with tilt of the nishbra, and then the shomer moved it and broke it, whether you broke it while you were moving or whether you broke it broke after you had put it down, if you moved it for your purposes, you're going to be chayiv, because you're a ganav, and once you become a ganav, you're chayiv for it no matter what happens, unless you told him that you had put it back. So even if it broke after you put it back, you're going to be chayiv. But litzarka pater, but if you moved it because of its needs, then you're pater, regardless, because you never became a ganav, you were just trying to protect the item itself. Mishnah Yud, Hamafkid Ma'us Yitzal Chaveru. Someone gave a pikadon of money to somebody else. Tzarin v'yavshil na'acharav. So you tie the money up and you fling it over your shoulder as like a backpack. Osha Masarin lebeno lebito akatanim. Or you gave it to your child who's under Barba's mitzvah to watch. V'nal b'fneim shalo karayi, and you didn't do a good job protecting them. So chayiv, you're going to be chayiv because you weren't watching it in the way that a shomer is expected to watch something. But if you watched it in a way that's normal for people to watch it, then you're going to be pater, because shomer chinam is only chayiv on pshia, and as long as he wasn't posheya, if he was only gnev laveda, he's going to be pater. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Tes, we said that if someone gives you a barrel as a pikadon, and they were not miyachid a special makom for it, and it broke while you were moving it. So if it broke straight out of your hands and you were moving it for your own benefit, you're going to be chayiv. But if you were moving it for its benefit, you're going to be pater. But once you put it down, regardless of why you moved it, you're going to be pater. However, if the bailam was miyachid a makom and you moved it, then regardless of whether it broke while you were holding it or it broke after you put it down, if you moved it for your own benefit, you're going to be chayiv. If you moved it for its benefit, you're going to be pater. And then in Mishnah Yud we said that if someone gives a pikadon of money and you don't watch it properly, meaning you give it to little children to watch, so you're going to be chayiv because that's pshia. But if you watch it properly, the way the standard level of watching, then you're going to be pater, because the shomer chinam is only chayiv on pshia. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Yud Aleph.